More details, srnnews.com.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE. For Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. I believe the issue today should be understood. I believe the issue today of who's going to be on the Democratic ticket for president needs to be uppermost in our mind, understanding that God is still on the throne. God is still in charge. Nothing takes place by accident with God. But I believe that it is incumbent upon us as Christians, conservatives, and patriots to be abreast of what is taking place and to pray and to seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. That's a paraphrase, by the way, of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. I believe that ought to be the mantra of every child of God today. And ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question and making the statement, will Biden be on the 2024 ballot? Will Joe Biden's name be on there? Will he be the candidate that's running for office, facing off with former President Donald J. Trump? I believe Trump will be the candidate for 2024 from the Republican standpoint. There's an attempt now to eviscerate, tear down, and destroy his opportunity to do so. But just before the news break, we're talking about the fact that Joe Biden has done so much to tear down and destroy the morals and the ethics and the values in our nation. He's pushed for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, the implementation of that with the U.S. tax dollars, the taxpayer dollars. He's trying to put that in every aspect of the public educational system with the censoring of our censorship of our freedoms. And that telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. One of the statements that I just made about the Freedom Research Council talking about the Biden administration's Health and Human Services, HHS, imposing LGBTQ agenda on the foster care system. The article reads, to the detriment of children and the exclusion of people of faith, in the name of affirming adult choices, they're about to reduce resources for children by falsely labeling people of faith. Hear me. Falsely labeling people of faith and religious organizations as being unsafe and inappropriate for foster care kids. This proposed rule tells the states to screen foster parents and foster care organizations, making sure that they will, that is, the foster care parents and organizations, will affirm LGBTQ identities of children in their care in the name of ensuring safe and appropriate care. But affirming a child's self-proclaimed sexual identity without regard to his or her real sex is harmful, and requiring it will exclude good people and organizations from already overtaxed system. Now hear this last sentence. The new criteria would disqualify faith-based providers and would essentially label people of faith and religious organizations as being unsafe for a foster child, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what Biden has done under his leadership to destroy the morals, ethics, and the values in our nation. And yet there's a hue and cry by his own party, the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party, to find someone else other than Sleepy Joe Biden, as he's called. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe as Christians we need to understand the major impact of what this man has had on our nation's morals, ethics, and values. Biden's goal is to have abortion on demand in every state and even overseas. Biden's DOJ and the FBI and the CIA are all programmed to persecute and prosecute and to punish what is now called domestic terrorists, moms and dads that stand before a school board. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how are you this day?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. Thank you for asking, sir. This is not my first rodeo, whatever it comes to election years. I've seen quite a few in my life. However, I'd like to point out to everybody there, look at the differences between the way the Democrats are running their candidates in the last election and the upcoming election as opposed to traditional. The Republicans, even though Trump is ahead by a substantial margin, are still having debates. The Democrats, anybody who wants to make a claim to enter the 2024 race, is being suppressed. And I'll talk about two individuals there. One is Kennedy, and the other one's that senator from Iowa, I think, or somewhere. Anyway, and then Gavin Newsom doing a shadow run. So you don't have any open public forum debate as far as who's a Democrat for the 2024 candidate that's going to be proposed. They can't put Kamala Harris up there. That woman's got absolutely no vocabulary whatsoever, and they just cannot justify a win by her for any way you look at it. Even the Democrats themselves would know, yeah, we cheated to get her in there. But I'd like to point out another thing as far as these. This is not the first time we've seen the LGBT movement interject themselves into a part of society. But I would like to look. I would like everybody to look at and recall the history. And let's look at an organization back in the 90s there that was subjected to this very thing as far as their leaders, and that's the Boy Scouts. Look at where they're at today whenever they allowed that. Now they've been sued almost into oblivion because they allowed homosexuals to be leaders, and then those individuals, I'm not saying all of them, but some of them were not there with the intent to bring up solid, traditional family Christian values to young men in a club network. And this, I just see the same thing happening here. Every time they inject themselves into a part of the society, it degrades that segment of society. And marriage is another one there. Oh, we just want the right to be married. Now look at it. Marriage is an institution that was created by God and now is no longer respected by anybody because of all the shenanigans. It's a terrible thing, Doctor. It's a completely terrible thing.
Jim, you're exactly right. Holy matrimony, as it is referred to, is the term biblically speaking, and yet the government, and now especially with the Biden administration, interjected themselves into it to the point where there's no such thing as male and female. There's the, I believe the last count, the last article that I read, some 157 different nuances of the fluidity of sexuality, and the mindset that the LGBTQ agenda should be promulgated and pushed and paid for by taxpayer dollars in every classroom from kindergarten through the colleges and universities, and that abortion on demand should be pushed. It is the Biden, here's the point that I'm making, Jim, the Biden administration, this present administration, has done more to demoralize and to destroy the morals, ethics, and values of the American citizens and our nation than any other president in the history, I believe, that you could go back and study. It's the Biden administration that's pushing it. In fact, you find all of these things being pushed, and at the same time with major, major, major secret censorship going on under the guise of, well, that's a private, like Facebook and Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. And so they can do what, but it's the federal government under the Biden administration that's pushing that censorship and shutting us out. And Jim, one question before I let you go. Do you believe that we'll have the same type election in 2024 that we had in 2020 and 2022, that is by the machines with the drop-in ballots, the ballot boxes where thousands could just be dumped in and counted? Or do you believe that there'll be anything to stop that for the 2024 election?
What I believe, Doctor, is that they're going to attempt the same exact playbook that they did in 2020. Mm-hmm. The only difference is they're going to have a much more difficult time pulling this off because they are going to have to lock us in our houses like they did last time. That's the only way. I believe that there's going to be so much rampant malfeasance in this coming election there that anybody that denies it or turns their head the other way, they're just being duplicitous and not seeking the truth. I do not believe after they got away with it last time that they have any qualms about trying it again.
One final question, Jim. Will Joe Biden be the candidate in November 2024?
I do not think that he's going to be the candidate, but I do believe that whoever the candidate is will be picked by their cronies. If you look, anybody that openly declares for candidacy right now is being suppressed, being told to be quiet. They're being shadow banned and the whole nine yards. So, like I said earlier, there, the Democrats are not following the standardization or the protocols over history for selecting a candidate. It's almost like they're behind closed doors in the Catholic Church, and you see the smoke coming up, and they're going to wait for the last minute. And then they're going to put a different.
They're making their rules as they go.
Yeah, they're going to put a candidate out, absolutely, and they're going to say, "This is who we pick."
And that's right. That's where it's headed. Well, Jim, I think it is time that Christians stand up, speak up, stop being silent, be heard and be seen, and most of all, that we pray and ask God to intervene. Jim, thank you so much. You're spot
thank
on
you, sir.
With your analysis. Thank you so much. God bless you, and keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe Greg is on the phone. Go ahead with your call, comment, please.
You know, the casual observer can connect the dots in many cases. It seems to me, if you just beg the question, if someone rose to power and chose to destroy this nation's sovereignty, chose to just destroy this nation's military and its morals and its economy, and right down the list, anything you can think of, the different aspects of American life, America's freedoms. If someone sought to destroy all these things, would they do one thing differently than what Joseph Biden is doing today? And I contend no. I think he's doing a grand job at systematically disposing of, discarding, ripping apart, tearing down everything that makes America exceptional, everything that has made America good. And that is which underlies what makes America great, the fact that we have a good foundation. And that's been ripped, systematically ripped apart. The Republicans in Congress today are trying every which way they can to, okay, we know Biden wants to throw a few billion, a few hundred billion, you know, more at Ukraine, because you know, that's a cash cow for Biden and company. You know, you throw $100 billion over there, and you get $500 million back in payoff, I'm sure, something like that. You know, we know that he's received a lot of money out of that part of the world, and he wants to keep that cash coming. So let's throw money there. And we know he wants that, and the Republicans are saying, hey, you know, we want to make sure Israel receives aid. We want to make sure we secure the southern border. So how do we roll this into a plan? The Dems are apoplectic, particularly Joe Biden, on the notion of having anything other than just send a lot more money to Ukraine. Think about that. The apex of absurdity is being observed right now. You got to have a clean Ukraine bill is what they're saying. What they're saying is we got to make sure we get ours. We're going to make sure you don't get the security at the southern border and that the sovereignty of America is continued to be undermined. Keep in mind that southern border being wide open in the past has been reported by your economic roundtable, your chamber of commerce type Republicans. The Republicans are about to split down the middle, or have been historically, on securing the southern border, because you have a lot of folks that want that cheap labor to come in. And Democrats are bright enough to realize if we can get all these folks in and turn them into voters, we can have power perpetually. I mean, forever and ever and ever. So understand the mass instrumentation of D.C. is against that which we see as sovereignty for a nation. So that's an uphill battle. But you asked the question of Jim just a minute ago. You know, do you think Joe Biden is going to be the Democratic nominee? And I think even Democrats, honest Democrats, will say, no, we don't want this man to be on the ballot in 2024, obviously, because all of the news that they were able to suppress in the 2020 election, you know, all of the influence that they bought through FBI taxpayer dollars and shutting down your social media or censoring posts on social media, they won't be able to do the same game again. And Joe Biden's corruption is becoming more and more clear, even to those that are blind. You know, they say even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. Even blind reporters on CNN and MSNBC, some of those are actually going, looks like there's some smoke over here. Dude, it's a flaming dumpster fire. But you're going to see Gavin Newsom tonight on the air side by side with Governor Ron DeSantis. And if you didn't know any better and you just listened to Gavin Newsom talk about the state of California, you would think that is the closest thing to heaven on earth, that is the most wonderful place to live and to do business, if you didn't know any better. If you didn't know there's excrement all over the streets and the taxes are through the roof and people are living impoverished on a regular basis, business is hard to start, the environmental rules have absolutely shut down so many components of what was ordinarily a thriving industrial commercial center. People are fleeing like flies are fleas off a dead dog. They're fleeing like rats off a sinking ship. They're fleeing the state of California. They're coming to places like Florida and Tennessee, aren't they?
Greg, you say that made me think. Just recently I read an article where it said that U-Haul company, the state that they do more business in than any other state is California. U-Haul.
On leaving, get this, and look, I think two years out of the past five, Tennessee, I believe that's correct, with U-Haul, Tennessee has been the destination of choice. On the one-way travels, one-way transits with U-Haul, I think Tennessee twice now in 5 years has been the state of choice when they do one-way rentals. It tells a lot. it tells a lot that you have people fleeing the state at such large numbers. But my point is, listen to the man. I mean, know what's going on, but listen to the man. He is a smooth-talking devil.
Absolutely. The thing that amazes me, Greg, with Gavin Newsom is the fact that he seems to be a shadow potential candidate, and at the same time, a name that is very, very well known in Democratic circles is Kennedy, and yet they shut him out, and he's had to switch now to an independent run, and they're not even willing to allow the Secret Service to give protection for Robert Kennedy Jr. and his candidacy. One of the things, Greg, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our four sons, Greg Youngblood. He resides up in the southern tip of heaven. Do you have snow in the southern tip of heaven today?
In the upper peaks, there's snow on these mountaintops. We experienced a 16-degree morning here in the great Houston Valley on yesterday, but this morning it was a little bit warmer. I think it was in the mid-30s this morning. Still beautiful. Absolutely astounding. But if you happen to be from California, forget I said any of that. California is the place you ought to be.
Yeah. Don't move. That's what you're saying.
That's right. Greg,
hold one moment. I'd like for you to respond. I've got Lily on the line. Let's see what Lily has to say and how we can respond to her question. Lily, go ahead. Hello? I think we lost Lily. Greg, got a question or two in the time that we have left. The whole point of the broadcast today is pointing out that, in my opinion, that Joe Biden will not be the candidate on the ticket in November of 2024. And one of the things that should cause the Christian, the conservatives, and the patriots in America to rejoice in that potentiality is simply because the damage, the harm that's been done by the Biden cabal, the Biden administration. I'm looking at a headline in an article from Jay Sekulow, ACLJ. Says the FBI will crush you. The government will crush you and your family. The dire warning of the FBI whistleblower client to Congress should send shivers down your spine. He exposed the Biden's deep state secretly targeting pro-lifers and conservatives, treating us all like terrorists. This triggered a firestorm of deep state retaliation. The Biden FBI unconstitutionally punished him by indefinitely suspending him, leaving this brave American and his family without pay. Many of the Biden administration's insidious attacks on faith and freedom are only coming to light because of brave whistleblowers like Agent O'Boyle are risking everything to come forward and tell Congress what is happening. One other article, then I want your response to it, Greg. Headline, former CIA director, patriot Americans are now actually terrorists. Actually terrorists. For example, one side of a social media image showing a woman holding a flag and a Bible and a gun. The other showing a jihadist holding a rifle and a Quran. And a former governmental agent, Michael Hayden, a veteran of the CIA operations and more, says there's no difference between the two. Here's the further article. It says an X post, that is Twitter post, shows a picture of a woman holding an American flag, a Bible and a gun, next to a terrorist holding a Quran and a gun. The post asks the question, what's the difference? Michael Hayden says there's no difference. They're both the same. So, Greg, what does that say to the Christian as to the mindset of the Biden administration and the Gestapo, the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, ones, I call them thugs with badges? What does that say to us as Christians as to how we ought to pray, what we ought to seek, and how we need to respond to what is the potential before us in the 2024 election?
I'd like to address the picture first and the question that was asked, you know, what's the difference? And if you don't know the difference between a Christian and their desire to preserve their First and Second Amendment rights and a jihadist, a member of Hamas or otherwise, something's wrong with you. Understand the news media has tried to equivocate. They've tried to indicate that the loss of life as associated with Hamas and their raids and Israel and their response are on par, or that even Israel is doing something wrong. Now, hold on a second. When was the last time we had a group of Jews or a group of Christians that assaulted, raped, mutilated, beheaded, burned, and slaughtered dozens or hundreds or thousands? I don't recall that ever taking place in my lifetime, okay? But with Islam, radical Islam, fundamentalist Islam, it seems to be the order of the day. It seems to be the mode of operation that we can expect for not just decades, but for centuries. That's been their mode of operation. Is there a difference? Absolutely, 100% there's a difference. There's a reason in America that we have a First Amendment and a Second Amendment. Those founding fathers were wise enough to realize the history and the battle that they had just been through. Those things are fundamental rights, and we have a government today that would like to take away those rights. A government that doesn't trust you with a gun should not be trusted with authority, okay? This government today, they see believers, and if you stand for the truth of the Word of God, if you stand and expose evil, you're an enemy of the state. Mm-hmm. If you don't accept the LGBTQIAP plus minus divided by agenda, you're an enemy of the state. If you don't accept the critical race theory and the Black Lives Matter and the diversity, equity, and inclusion, you're an enemy of the state. Do you understand how they've taken up and made it down, and good made it bad, and bad made it good, put light for darkness and darkness for light? Folks, there's a warning in the scripture about that exact thing, and we're watching it play out before our very eyes.
Absolutely. And Greg, with the Biden administration and the centering of truth, and the censorship of freedom of speech is egregious at any level. I'm looking at an article that says the systematic extermination of traditional American values that are expendable and not to be replaced. Another headline, White House secret surveillance program breaks all the laws. Article reads in part, we're rapidly entering into an age of no privacy where everyone is open to surveillance at all times, where there's no secrets from our government. The government wants us to believe that we have nothing to fear from its mass spying program as long as we're doing nothing wrong. Don't believe it. It doesn't matter whether you obey the law or not. The government's definition of bad guys is extraordinarily broad, and the result is warrantless surveillance of innocent, law-abiding Christian Americans at a staggering scale. Further, the article says more than 1 trillion domestic phone records are being mined through the mass surveillance program every year, end quote. Greg, we've got about 30 seconds left on the broadcast. With all that we've said, how should Christians respond? What should we do? How should we pray?
Well, I don't want for Christians to ever be distraught. The Lord's coming back soon.
Amen.
We have hope. We have hope in Romans 15:13. It says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. My Lord is still on his throne, folks, and he's still in control, and he's coming soon.
Amen. Amen. Greg, thank you so much for taking time to join us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr.